Well, 60 minutes of hockey wasn't enough for the Rangers and Senators last night in Ottawa.
And the attack moved in. It's dropped back to Turris. Shoots!
Kyle Turris netted that game-winning tally just over 2 minutes into overtime as the Senators skated past the Rangers 3-2 to even that series at 2 games apiece. Sound courtesy of the NHL. In Philadelphia, Jordan Staal's hat-trick helped the Penguins pummel the Flyers 10-3. Philadelphia still leads that series 3-1. In Los Angeles, Corey Schneider made 43 saves to lead the Canucks to a 3-1 win over the Kings. Los Angeles still leads that series also 3-1. To the NBA last night in Boston, Paul Pierce netted 29 points as the Celtics clinched at least a tie for the Atlantic Division title with their 102-98 win over the Magic. In New Jersey, Carmelo Anthony dropped in 33 points as the Knicks beat the Nets 104-95 in their last trip to New Jersey. The Nets are moving to Brooklyn next season. Elsewhere, the Lakers topped Golden State 99-87, Utah pounded Portland 112-91, San Antonio coasted past Sacramento 127-102, Oklahoma City downed Phoenix 109-97, Dallas rallied to beat Houston 117-110, Washington dumped Milwaukee 121-112, Miami blew out Toronto 96-72, Philadelphia fought off Cleveland 103-87, Atlanta hammered Detroit 116-84, Memphis held off New Orleans 103-91, the Clippers dropped Denver 104-98, and Chicago routed Charlotte 100-68, sending the Bobcats to their 18th straight loss. To baseball last night in Boston, Mike Napoli homered and drove in 4 as the Rangers completed a 2-game series sweep of the Red Sox 6-3. In New York, Justin Morneau hit 2 tape measure shots to power the Twins over the Yankees 6-5. Elsewhere in the American League, Oakland shut out the Angels 6-0, Tampa Bay trounced Toronto 12-2, the White Sox bounced Baltimore 8-1, Detroit dropped Kansas City 4-3, and Seattle slipped past Cleveland 4-1. Over to the NL last night in Atlanta, Dan Uggla, Freddie Freeman, and Juan Francisco all launched 2-run shots as the Braves blew out the Mets 14-6. Elsewhere, San Francisco blanked Philadelphia 1-0 in 11, Washington rallied to beat Houston 3-2, St. Louis blasted Cincinnati 11-1, Miami routed the Cubs 9-1, Colorado downed San Diego 8-4, and the Dodgers dumped Milwaukee 3-2. And in women's college basketball news, Tennessee head coach Pat Summitt is stepping down after an illustrious career that included 1,098 wins, 16 SEC tourney titles, 8 national titles, and an Olympic gold medal. Summitt's retirement comes less than a year after she was diagnosed with early-onset dementia, Alzheimer's type. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.